The Good Thief's Guide to Berlin by Chris Ewan. Narrated by Simon Vance. Dedicated to the memory of Eric Howard, my grandfather, 1918 to 2004. Chapter 1. Rules. They can be a tricky proposition for a thief like me. It's not often I find myself on the right side of the law, and the truth is, I enjoy breaking most rules almost as much as I relish breaking into a stranger's home. But there are certain rules I try very hard to obey. Naturally, the rules I'm talking about are ones I've devised for myself. Over the years, the list has grown pretty long, though it all developed from one simple principle. Don't get caught. Want to hear a selection? Well, let's see. I never break into a property that's occupied unless I absolutely have to. I use my picks whenever possible, because I don't enjoy destroying somebody's door. I don't ransack or leave a mess. If I'm working for myself, I target folks who can afford it, and I rarely steal anything of sentimental value. If I'm hired on commission, I only work for people I can trust or individuals who pay me enough to overcome my concerns. I always wear gloves. I always knock before I enter. I always lock up before I leave. And, as of right now, I had a new rule to add to my list. Don't admire the view. The view was of a rain-drenched street in the Tiergarten. The Tiergarten was in Berlin, and so, for the time being, was I. To be precise, I was in the third-floor apartment of one of my compatriots, an Englishman by the name of Daniel Wood. Now, I'd never met Mr. Wood, and I didn't plan on making his acquaintance.